Colloquial Swedish by Phil Holmes and Gunilla Sedin. Copyright Phil Holmes and Gunilla Sedin. Recording copyright Routledge, 1996. Welcome to Colloquial Swedish. This recording begins with a general section on pronunciation, based on the section in the accompanying book. It continues with all of the texts and dialogues in the book. With the texts and dialogues to the first 9 lessons, you will also hear systematic sections on various aspects of Swedish pronunciation. Occasionally, you will be given a part to play in a short role play. There will be a short pause after any words we ask you to repeat, but you should use your pause button to give yourself more time. Good luck. Pronunciation. The alphabet. The Swedish alphabet is as follows.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z, O, Ä, Ö.
Of these 29 letters, the letter W is pronounced in Swedish as a V. So a WC in Swedish is
ett WC.
And a whiskey in Swedish is
en whisky.
Vowels. The distinction between long and short stressed vowels is great. Long vowels are very, very long, short ones quite short. The vowel sounds O, A with an O on the top, and R, O with dots, both have lip rounding, as in the names
Åsa
and
Öhman. Åsa Öhman.
Long O and long U have extreme lip rounding, causing a W-like end phase, as in the names
Ola
and
Turesson. Ola Turesson.
Both long I and long Y have very high and front tongue positions. Long I has a J-like end phase, as in the name
Siv.
Long Y has open lip rounding and a J-like end phase, as in the name
Tyra.
Now listen to these 4 vowel sounds.
O, U, I, I.
Note that pronunciation of ä and ö before r is more open than in other positions, as in the names
Per
and
Tore.
Repeat after the speaker the following words with alternately long and short stressed vowels. Long A.
Hot.
Short A.
Hot.
Long O with lip rounding.
Mås.
Short O.
Måste.
Long O with extreme lip rounding.
Boot.
Short O with slightly less extreme lip rounding.
Boot.
Long U with lip rounding.
Ful.
Short U.
Full.
Long E.
Vet.
Short E.
Vet.
Long Ä.
Lät.
Short Ä.
Lätt.
Long I.
Fin.
Short I.
Finns.
Long Y with open lip rounding.
Byt.
Short Y.
Byt.
Long Ö with lip rounding.
Nöt.
Short Ö.
Nöt.
Now practice saying the following words after the speaker. They're all personal names and place names, and have alternately long and short vowels. I.
Frida. Birgit.
Lisa. Ingrid.
Siv. Britta.
Stig. Nils.
I.
Eva. Bengt.
Berit. Jens.
Sten. Petter.
Lena. Ebba.
A.
Karin. Dagmar.
Jan. Annika.
Karl. Janne.
Skara. Halland.
Y.
Tyra. Yngve.
Lydia. Ylva.
Ryd. Sylvia.
Ystad. Yngsjö.
U.
Rut. Ulla.
Sune. Gunn.
Uno. Ulf.
Ture. Lund.
Å.
Håkan. Måns.
Åsa. Ånge.
Småland. Holland.
Åmål. Tostrup.
Ä.
Sälen. Rättvik.
Mälaren. Säffle.
Ä before A.
Per. Märta.
Ö.
Södra. Stället.
Öland. Östen.
Ö before A.
Töreboda. Mörtsunda.
O.
Mora. Bosse.
Boden. Blomgren.
Ola. Olle.
Unlike the examples you've just heard, many words with O spellings are pronounced with a short O.
Olga, Oscar, Ronneby, Stockholm.
Some are pronounced with a long O.
Solna, Mona, Roland.
When long, the pronunciation O is more common. For example,
Mora.
When short, the pronunciation O is more common. For example,
Oscar.
Consonant sounds. Many of the consonant letters are pronounced approximately as in English. These include B, D, F, H, L, M, N, P, T, V, and X. Some specific problem consonants and consonant groups are dealt with in the lessons, but you should note the following for now. GK and SK. Pronunciation varies according to the type of vowel following. In front of the vowels E, I, Y, Air, and Ö, G, K, and SK have so-called soft pronunciation. In front of these vowels, G is pronounced as Swedish J in
Göran, gymnasium, gin.
In front of these vowels, K is something like ch in English, church, in
köpa, kära, kyrka.
In front of these vowels, SK is something like English sh in shirt, but with distinct lip rounding in
skina, skön, skära.
There are large variations of SK pronunciation depending on dialect and speaker. Like SK go words beginning with SJ, SKJ and STJ.
Sju, forta, skäla.
In front of the vowels O, U, A and O, G, K and SK are hard. That is, they're pronounced exactly the same as in English. Gate, keep, and skill.
Gata, gul, god, kaka, kol, ko, skall, skor, skugga.
S is always unvoiced S, as in the English word loss, and never voiced Z, as in the word please.
Lisa, stycke, ros, musik, stum, lösa.
RS is like sh in English rush, but with lip rounding.
Fors, Lars, störst.
RT is like T in English daughter, but with the tongue further back against the palate, with lips rounded.
Bot, fart, shirt.
T is always pronounced far forward, with the tongue just behind the front teeth.
Bot, titta, stor.
Stress. In Swedish, as in English, there's an important distinction between words that have stress in the sentence and those that do not. All the words that are significant for the meaning of the sentence are stressed. This is called sentence stress. But different syllables within these stressed words may also be stressed. This is known as word stress. First, we'll listen for sentence stress. Stressed words in the sentence include the following. Nouns are stressed.
Anna har köpt ett hus.
Anna has bought a house.
Huset har en altan.
The house has a balcony. Verbs are stressed when there's no object, complement or expression of manner, place or time.
Eva äter och dricker.
Eva is eating and drinking. When there is an object, the object is stressed, but the verb is not.
Eva dricker kaffe.
Eva drinks coffee. And when there's a compliment, the compliment is stressed, but the verb is not.
Hon blev sjuk.
She got ill.
Han är polis.
He's a policeman. Expressions of manner, place and time, MPT expressions, are stressed.
Nu bor hon I Stockholm.
Now she lives in Stockholm.
Stänger affären tidigt idag?
Does the shop close early today? Many other kinds of words are usually unstressed in the sentence, including pronouns, conjunctions, prepositions and adverbs. Compounds, words made up of two or more words, have stress on the first and last part of the compound. In Stockholm Swedish, the first stress has a falling tone, and the last stress has a rising tone.
Husnyckel.
House key.
Central lasarett.
Central hospital.
Metallindustriarbetarförbundet.
Metal workers union. Some problem words. Many words that are familiar from English, some of which are found in the accompanying book, are stressed differently from English. Listen carefully.
Familj, figur, institution, intresserad, juli, katolsk, klimat, kultur, miljon, passagerare, portion, program, restaurang, student, toalett, Traditionell. Universitet. Vegetation. Choklad. Demokrat. Demonstration. Journalist. Litteratur. Religion. Referens. Chauffeur.
Accents. We now know that compound words always have two or more stresses.
Husnyckel.
House key.
Centrallasarett.
Central hospital.
Storstadsparti.
Big city party. When two or more stresses occur in one word, they take on a special tone pattern. This melody is different in different parts of Sweden. In central Sweden, the voice goes down on the first stress and up on the last. It is this falling-rising melody that makes Swedes sound as if they are singing when they speak. It's generally called accent two.
Husnyckel.
House key.
Skolbok.
School book.
Barnmat.
Baby food.
Lokaltåg.
Local train. Quite a number of words other than compounds also have this melody when they are stressed. This means that the melody rises on an unstressed syllable after the stressed syllable, which is unusual in languages that have stress. You can actually hear it in English as spoken in Wales. Listen for this rise when you hear Swedes speak.
Gammal. Flicka. Svenska. Tala. Stolar.
The rise on the unstressed syllable makes the word sound Swedish, but often learners of Swedish make the mistake of thinking that every stressed word should have this word melody. Many words of two syllables do, it is true, but as many do not. These include words that have become two-syllable words because the definite ending, or end article, en or et, has been added to the noun. In fact, it is as if this ending were not part of the word. These words have only one rise. This is known as accent one.
Bilen.
The car.
Huset.
The house.
Barnen.
The children. However, in the word
flickan,
the girl, that contained two syllables even before the N was added, the falling rising tone remains. Another syllable that does not permit the falling rising tone is the present tense ending ER.
Skriver,
writes.
Köper,
buys.
Läser,
reads. These words only have a single rise, that is, accent one. So you'll be right most of the time if you use the falling rising tone in two-syllable words with a stressed syllable. But remember that the definite ending and the present tense ending ER do not allow this. Other words that end in ER, also in EN and EL, have to be learned individually. For now, learn to pronounce the words for sugar, water, and bicycle with accent one, a single rise.
Socker, vatten, cykel.
Words other than compounds, where the stress comes on a syllable other